Everybody's talking recession. Is that what you're worried about? Or is your eye on the prize? Stay tuned for more. Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here. And today we're discussing, are we in a recession? Are we not? Is it this? Is it that? Gang, there's a lot of noise out there on whether we're not in a recession currently. You have one side saying, duh, of course we're in a recession. Historically, the definition is two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. And the other side is saying, oh, no, 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 that's not true. There's more to it than that. Ultimately, both sides have political points to gain by making their case stick. And, you know, we're just a part of the masses that are getting marketed to every day. So today, we're very fortunate. Today, we have our resident rationalist, our resident objectivist, our resident, how is this impacting my own self-interest expert on to discuss this, Mr. Gino Barbaro. So, Mr. Gino, please unpack this for us.
Wow, I like that title. I think I like it even more than the GDAT, to be honest with you.
Easy, friend.
We did a podcast, Jake, with a gentleman named Dr. Travis Corcoran. He wrote the book, Restoring Reason. Let's bring logic back into this conversation. Now, if you're a Democrat, you're saying to yourself, well, what's the definition? We're not in a recession. You know, jobs are great.
Come on, man.
Meanwhile, productivity is at an all-time low. They're shedding jobs. You have people who are basically being useless at work, so they're going to shed those jobs, right?
Because now you're talking about the tech stuff, right?
All the PPP money, all the EIDL money, all that money sitting out there. They realize that is gone. So you're going to see bad job numbers coming out in the future. If you're a Republican, you're chomping at your chest, going, "Yeah, we're in a recession."
Told you so. Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur, Jake. We're entrepreneurs. And all the people listening to this show, you're aspiring to be an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur, or you're a business owner. You know that this economy has sucked for the last 18 months. You just can't figure out what's going on. I'm going to give you a perfect illustration of what I'm talking about. I've got six children, and I defer gratification for myself. I can buy whatever I want, but I always want to buy stuff for my children first. I'm not into the toys. My partner, Mr. Yaki Boom Boom, to me says, Gino, you got to go out and buy a nice thing for yourself. I'm like, I don't really want anything. Gino, you got to go out and buy a Porsche. Okay, I've got a Cayenne, but let me go look at the 911. So I go look at the 911 with Dylan McGow, senior business advisor over here. He's a great buddy. And, you know, I fall in love with the car. They had great sales. I walked in, I got shark blue. I'm like, bro, game on. I love this car. I'm like, you know what? I deserve it. So I go into the dealership. I sit down with the salesman. Let me go through the car. I mean, it is like I need a PhD to pick out a 911. There are thousands of options. They personalize it for you. I'm like, bro, I just want the car. So after we're done with it, I see the price. Okay, it's a little hard to swallow, but you know what? It's my individualized Porsche. I love it, the color. Okay, Gino, I don't need a deposit from you, but it's going to take about a year. I said, how long? He said, a year. So in my mind, I'm saying to myself, how is this dude getting paid? How is Porsche making money? And I have money to invest or to spend, and I'm not spending it. And you're telling me we're not in a recession? Come on, man. I mean, give me a break. That's what every other item out there. Trying to get something takes you a lot longer. You need to spend more time. That, to me, is the definition of a recession. I was annoyed because I'm 10 months out from getting this car, and I'm saying to myself, there's something wrong here. Supply chain, we didn't know about the semiconductor problems a year ago. We couldn't build chip factories a year ago. China's been shutting down, disrupting the supply chains. We're in a recession. Now, what do you do about that? As an entrepreneur, you need to pivot. You need to work on your systems. You need to work on your people. You need to work on your culture. You need to work on creating value for those out there. And for me at the restaurant years ago, what I would have done is I would have scaled back my operations. I would have cut my expenses because I had one small place, and I would have made less money, and I would have been just paying the bills. So to me, that's the mindset that most of us small entrepreneurs have. That's why, to me, this economy has been terrible. You can't hire employees. When you do, you have to really overpay them. And then on top of that, you can't raise prices up until a couple months ago because there was competition for the prices. Now prices are going up because they just have to. There's just no other way for it. But labor is getting materially higher, and materials are getting materially higher, and rents.
And still hard to get.
Yes.
So you got inflation, you got hiring issues, supplies, and a retracting GDP.
So exactly. So all that leads to me saying, as an entrepreneur, you need to stick it out. You need to lean into this thing. And don't worry whether we're in a recession or not. It's called the market cycle. It was bound to happen. Yep. We haven't had a recession in 12 years. I don't want to blame Biden for it. I don't want to blame Trump for it. I used to do that. That got me nowhere. That's a limiting belief. That was holding me back.
Well, it's a victim mentality, too.
I love that, Jake. It's all about responsibility. What can you do? What I did back in 2008, I read the book, T. Harv Eker, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I got pissed off for about 10 minutes, read the book again. I'm like, the guy's absolutely right. I became 100% responsibility junkie during the Great Recession, one of the biggest downturns in our economy in about 100 years. So I said to myself, it's all about me. I need to learn skills. So during this downtime, there's two positives here, right? All of a sudden, there's going to be deals coming on the market. You're going to have opportunities out there. There's going to be a lot of discounting. Just wait. There's a lot of companies out there that are having liquidity events.
Walmart just announced the discounts are on the way. You know, may not hit multifamily just yet, but what's next in line? So
it will. And I think that's important. So that there's a problem, the recession. All of the Jake and Gino listeners on this show know from problems stem opportunities. Let's start focusing on the opportunity, not the problem of the recession, but what the opportunities that are going to be born of it. And number two, now's the time to sharpen the saw, as Stephen Covey says. Let's start working on ourselves. Let's start working on our skills. Let's start working on our value proposition. How are we going to provide value for others? At Jake and Gino, over 50,000 units by the students closed. That is my metric. That's my key performance indicator. That's what I focus on by trying to deliver value through this company by allowing students to take deals down. If I can do that through the recession, I'm going to continue to onboard mentorship students. That's what my goal is. My goal is by creating culture and creating family within the Jake and Gino community, having what we call a safe space for students to sit here and work amongst each other and actually network and actually have that sole purpose and that abundance mindset where they can go out and partner up and do deals together. That's what this recession is allowing us to do. We're going into it hard. We're going into it with a plan, and we're going into it with a value proposition, Jake.
I'm going to define safe space for Gino, a place where multifamily entrepreneurs can thrive without the limiting beliefs of the naysayers.
Yeah, I like that, Jake. The reason why I said that is, how many communities can you join where people are like-minded, where we don't care about the economy? We don't care about who's in office. We don't care about all these different plans going on. What we care about is what part of the market cycle are we in?
What's the defense gives you, my friend.
What's your buy rate criteria? How are you taking down this asset? How are you financing? Oh, you need a vendor for this? I got you. Oh, we're going to go to this event. Let's network and let's get together. Because Jim Rohn says it, you're the average of five people you're around. If you're not around five impactful, powerful people, then guess what? You're going to be stuck. That's why I created this community, because I need to be around them as well, because I get caught in that
100%.
So that's
we're not immune to this stuff. Look, this negative speak from the economy hurts everybody. And ultimately, to your point a minute ago, those who solve the biggest problems in the multifamily space are the biggest winners. So you need to remember that as we're going into this, you need to lean into this recession, because it's actually an opportunity. And ultimately ask yourself, how is the talk of recession impacting your investing dreams? Are you able to remain objective? Are you leaning into it, looking for the opportunities? Are you retracting? And be honest with yourself, because you may say, well, I'm leaning into it, but are you really? Find yourself an accountability partner within the community, someone that can hold you accountable, because ultimately you need to have good awareness here, because we're not immune to this this negative speak that's around us all the time. Gino said it a minute ago. Do you have clear buy right criteria? Are you dialed in or are you on the sidelines, right? You need to be engaged here. And also, look, do you believe that times of economic contraction are times to batten down the hatches or look for expansion? Gino just said it a minute ago. When his wealth exploded was just after a significant economic retraction. These are opportunities for folks that know what they're doing, who are educated. Education times action will equal massive results in this space. Gino, what were you going to say?
Two things. Number one, just hit me up. This is the time to start investing in multifamily. Gino@jakeandgino.com. I will give you the Wheel of Our Profits book as a PDF to start the journey in multifamily. If you're in the single family space or mobile home parks, or you're just looking to invest in a different vehicle, let's start here. And number two, before Jake wraps up the show, this is truly important. Now is the time to change your mindset to invest in decades. This is not the get rich quick, flip a multifamily and get rich in 18 months. This is, let's batten down the hatches and let's create the legacy wealth and the generational skills and the generational wealth that we want, because this is a time of the cycle where things may get a little rocky. You may have to hold an asset longer term, but as you hold these assets longer term, you're going to see that your wealth is going to explode. And all of a sudden these deals start cash flowing and you're starting to make money every month. And that's where the joy of investing in multifamily comes, Jake.
I'm going to give you a secret too, Gino. If you're looking for those five people to have a significant impact on your life, if you want that average of the people you're hanging around with, you know, to increase and to go up, and you want to be hitting like an all-star, very easy. Attend the Multifamily Conference of the Year, November 5th and 6th in Orlando, Multifamily Mastery 5. Five, because you're the average of the five people you hang around with, right? And we'll see you there. It's going to be a very amazing event. We're going to be there kicking down doors and can't wait to see you. Till next time, Gino, we're out of here.
Family, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.